Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline right now, Paul Immig, our Green and Gold analyst, is here. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Bill. Hey, so yeah, if you want to talk Noah Syndergaard trade options or bunting, I'm game for anything, but there's also some Packers. So let's go wherever you want to go.
Okay, let me ask you then. If you're going to make a trade for, say, a Noah Syndergaard or Jake DeGrom, would you do that? Would you pull the trigger, and how much are you willing to give up?
Aston Hira.
Oh my goodness. Let's put Paul on hold. I don't know what it is with his cell phone or whatever it is that area that he's in, but he is possessed by gremlins. He must be really really close to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. because it just gets really weird.
I wanted to hear what he had to say about Keston Hira.
I know. I did, too. We'll get into that coming up here in a minute with Paul, because Paul's got some weirdness. I don't know what's
All
going
right,
on.
Let's try it again.
Okay. Let's get back to Paul. Paul, you there?
Bill, this is a Bluetooth thing. It has to be a Bluetooth thing. I don't understand.
Okay. I don't know what it is, man, but it sounds like...
listeners.
Sounds like mice take over.
No haunting. I have not been possessed that I know of. This is a random occurrence. It's not even close to Halloween. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. Okay, so give me your thoughts, because I know you follow sports all over, not just the Packers. So give me your thoughts. What would you do regarding Noah Syndergaard or Jake DeGrom?
Yeah, I might be a Packers analyst, but I'm a Brewers nutcase and crazy fanatic. I would give up more for Jacob DeGrom, just because he's proven he's been healthier than Noah Syndergaard, but they're both crazy good and would be clear-cut aces on any team in Major League Baseball. But what I was going to say is I think the only I don't think you want to say that Keston Hira is untouchable, because again, like, the Angels call and like, hey, do you want Mike Trout? We need Keston Hira. I mean, duh, like, he's not untouchable. He's not untouchable like Giannis is untouchable. But if you can get that done, you know, for, I've seen scenarios where it's like Corbin Burns, who's the number two prospect, Lucas Erceg, number three prospect, and maybe Freddie Peralta, who of course has done great in the majors, but who's only 21 years old. If something like that gets it done for an ace pitcher like Syndergaard or DeGrom, I think you'd have to do it. But I also think that the Mets aren't going to hang up the phone until Keston Hira is involved, and that is awfully tough to agree to, just because of how close he is to the majors and the fact that bats like his don't come around very often. Now, you could say the same token, arms like DeGrom don't become available every day either. So David Stearns is in a heck of a position here, and I would do all I could, but man, I would sure flinch if Hira's name was forced to be involved.
Yeah, it would make me a little nervous. But it depends on how close you believe you are to, quote, going for it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And the good thing is with both guys is DeGrom has this year plus two more years of control. Syndergaard has this year plus three more years of control.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, and Bill, I liked, you know, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago where you had a lot of conversation about Manny Machado, and I enjoyed listening to it, but going for it this year only, like, you know, doing a Greinke or a Sabathia type thing, which is what Machado would be, where, you know, you're renting Machado just like you rented Sabathia a decade ago. I just can't. Like, I'm all for gambling, but I'm not like a, you know, put all my money on black on one spin mm-hmm. type of gambler. And I don't think David Stearns is either. And that's what the big difference is here. Like, I am a huge mark, to use a wrestling term, a huge mark for JT Realmuto from Miami and the upgrade that would be at catcher. Same thing with DeGrom and Syndergaard. It's acquiring an extremely, extremely high-level player in these guys, but who you have control for several years. So it's like acquiring Yelich. You got a great contract. You had 4 years of control. It's not like you're renting a Machado for 3 months and again, putting all your money on black and hoping that the spin pays off. At least you're doing it with a 3-year window or a 2-year window. So I'd be more comfortable knowing that these guys aren't rentals, which makes you feel better about it as a Brewers fan.
Want to flip over to some Packers chatter. And that being said, so all quiet right now. We talked to the coach that has had Oren Burks down at Vanderbilt a little earlier, Chris Marv, the linebackers coach, which I found very interesting. After talking to him and then after kind of looking at this, we talked about the depth at safety, that there was a little bit of nervousness there. We know that Quentin Rollins can play safety. Oren Burks might be able to kind of go over to safety and play there in a pinch. Is that really an area of deep concern?
Safety?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Especially because, you know, in today's NFL, and Josh Jones found this out, and Morgan Burnett found this out. This all started a few years ago, for the most part, with Deion Buchanan in Arizona with the Cardinals, that safeties and inside linebackers have become a lot more interchangeable than they ever had been in the history of the NFL before that. So, you know, and it's funny because, like you said, he talked to Oren Burks, his coach, and of all the players that we've talked about, and I think that most people have talked about, I mean, there's been more conversation about the long snapper and the punter that they drafted than Oren Burks. And I almost kind of feel like, to a certain extent, he's been the forgotten guy in this draft class, at least among the, you know, the earlier round picks that the Packers made. And I don't, you know, is this because they want to get fewer snaps for Jake Ryan? Or is this because, you know, because Jake Ryan, good run stopper, but you never want him out on the field on a passing down. So is that the reason, you know, for using a higher pick on someone like Burks? Maybe. Maybe it's because they do think he's versatile. Like, he would almost be, Bill, if that ends up happening, you know, where they actually use him at what would traditionally be thought of as a strong safety position. And again, I think those terms are molding a lot. You know, like, they're becoming more interchangeable of terms and of positions. But if he was used more in that strong safety role, it would be the inverse of what they did with Josh Jones and Morgan Burnett, where you took a safety and you said, hey, you're a safety because you can cover, but you're good enough near the box where we can put you near, you know, closer to the line of scrimmage and expect you to actually make a tackle if presented with the situation. They'd be doing the inverse in this scenario that you're, you know, that you were talking about with Oren Burks, where, hey, you're, you know, you're a big, sound guy who can stop the run and can play near the line of scrimmage, but you're also savvy enough in coverage that we would trust you to, you know, to go cover somebody. And, you know, it kind of harkens back to what we talked about the other day with Ty Montgomery and where he fits in on this team. You need guys who can cover the Deion Lewis's of the NFL and who can cover the Ty Montgomery's of the world, because if those are the guys who nowadays are catching passes out of the backfield and are, you know, are going on actual traditional routes used, you know, by wide receivers, the type of routes that a wide receiver would run, you need guys like this who are just athletic and can play the entire field and play in space. So, you know, the lack of words that we've said about Oren Burks prior to today is, you know, now that I think back on it, kind of surprising, because he could be an integral part of, I think, where this defense goes because of maybe his versatility.
Offensively speaking, we keep talking about the running back position. We keep talking about the wide receivers and enough depth and Aaron Rodgers and his weaponry. Other than the fact that the right tackle position isn't the most solidified as to we know exactly what is going on, I'm feeling really good about it. I got to be honest. I mean, I shouldn't, because every time I do, I end up getting kind of snake bit, so to speak. We've talked about this before, where you think you're really good in an area and all of a sudden a couple of injuries and boom, all of a sudden you're scrambling. But offensively speaking, I got to be honest, I'm feeling really good about what the Packers have going on.
I do too. And it all goes back to, for me at least, that this is, on paper, an important thing to clarify this time of year. On paper, the best group of runners that they've had, I don't know, Bill, since when? For a while that I can think of, that you would have a trio of guys, each with their own strengths and weaknesses. None of them are, you know, going to be a top five runner in the league this year, I don't think. But, you know, as a unit, as a trio, those guys are really, really good. If, you know, and again, we can always say if Devontae Adams stays healthy. Clearly Aaron Rodgers needs to be healthy for this team to do what it wants to do. But David Bakhtiari, you know, whether you want to use the eye test, whether you want to use Pro Football Focus, is pretty clearly a top three left tackle. I mean, it's a really, really obviously important position in the NFL for any team, and the Packers have that position on lockdown. I think Corey Linsley, new contract, is emerging as a, you know, a top five, for sure top 10, but maybe top five center in the league. I think the additions of, I think Jimmy Graham was a really good addition, Bill, but I think the addition of Jimmy Graham became that much better when they added Mercedes Lewis. But individually, both of those guys would have been good pickups, I think. But together, it takes what would have been like Jimmy Graham and then Kendricks and Bird. you know, it's sort of like, oh, that's not really a lot of depth. To all of a sudden, oh, okay, you went out and found a guy in Lewis who you got on the cheap. You waited till the main crazy money was spent in free agency, and here's this really good blocking tight end who's definitely capable in the red zone, who can complement maybe what Jimmy Graham is doing. You would assume you have a motivated Randall Cobb on the last year of a contract. You know, you have Mike McCarthy back with Joe Philbin, probably an under-talked about
right.
part of this offense is Joe Philbin is back. Like, if you want to trace the height of Aaron Rodgers' career and when he was statistically at his best, it was when Mike McCarthy, Joe Philbin, and Aaron Rodgers were able to sit in a room together and figure out how to exploit defenses. So, I mean, Mike Pettine deservedly, as kind of like the new guy on the block, gets a lot of talk and gets a lot of hype, and deservedly so for what he can do for this defense. But Joe Philbin is back, and that might be underreported at this point in terms of what he, McCarthy, and Rodgers can replicate. Maybe going back to the days when they were together, when the Packers were a 15-1 team, and the offense was scoring, what did they score? That you're 38 points a game or something stupid?
Yeah, they were getting crazy, yeah.
So I'm with you, Bill. I think this offense, you know, with short of having several major injuries, could be really scary in a good way for this team.
Paul, great stuff. We will talk again later in the week, okay?
All right, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.